Occasionally and randomly, I will declare that I'm going to try something without thinking it all the way through. This past weekend, I completed the YMCA triathlon at Wrightsville Beach. I did the same triathlon 9 years ago after 6 months of vigorous training when there was 40 pounds less of me to train. This year, I did it the Nike way. Just do it. My result times were pathetic, but I got the t-shirt and bragging rights. The winner completed the course in 59 minutes. Suffice it to say, I did not. The only thing I really did to prepare was take 3 Aleve and carbo load. Since this is the radio and you don't have the opportunity to see me, let me paint a picture. It is safe to say that I do not have the look of a stereotypical triathlete. No hard-cut body clad in neon spandex. And to add insult to injury, the morning of the race, 6 different people asked me if I was there to support my brother or husband. That would be no. My husband didn't really train either, but he is some sort of athletic savant and excels in all sports except hitting the laundry basket. He is our club champion in tennis and recently made a hole-in-one in golf, but I digress. And to digress from my original digress, the real star of the triathlete show is my friend Fraser Perry, who at age 82 is still competing and winning every year. The tri-course starts at the Blockade Runner Hotel with an open water 1 mile swim to the Seapath Marina. Thankfully, kayakers and paddleboarders were scattered about in case anyone needed help. Dolphins were all around and it was a lovely Chamber of Commerce morning. One good thing about being buxom is that the collateral benefit is buoyancy. For me, the open water swim was the most intimidating because I knew what was next, that I had to run my grande self as fast as possible to cover up with my t-shirt and running shorts. There is something horrifying about running across concrete, dripping wet, in an XL Speedo in front of throngs of people with cameras. I'm sure this was the fastest segment of the race. Next is the 12-mile bike ride, which starts at Wrightsville Beach Park, goes around Airlie, up Greenville Loop Road, around the Municipal Golf Course, and looping back down Oleander Drive, finishing at the Wrightsville Beach Park. This was the most doable part of the race, assuming you can ride a bicycle. And I was thankful that I did not bite the dust, as a few unfortunate people did. I guess I didn't crash because I was going so slow. Finally, the 5K run around the loop. Mine wasn't a run, but a combination hobble jog and pitiful walk. By the time this old goat hurled herself across the finish line, most of the participants had gone home, showered, and finished lunch. Thankfully, my husband had the good sense to wait for me at the finish line rather than go home for lunch or ask me what took so long. But I did it, and I feel quite sure I will be dropping this in any conversation wherever there might be a lull. So in the future, when I'm required to check the box declaring Mr., Mrs., Ms., or Dr., I'm going to write in triathletress.